At CrossFit 269 in Kalamazoo, owner Jack Kelly says the technique has a little bit of everything, from gymnastics and rowing to cycling and running.
It's very kind of cross-modal. One day you'll be doing some weightlifting, you'll be climbing ropes another day, but the beauty of CrossFit, the coolest thing about it, is that it's infinitely scalable. So no matter where your ability level is, injuries you might have, we can scale down the workout to fit your abilities and to fit where you're currently at fitness-wise.
CrossFit says its workouts are similar to those used by police academies, the military, martial arts champions, and many professional athletes. CrossFit has recently begun pushing participants toward a boot camp environment. Kelly says his customers work hard. He also says they're motivated to succeed in order to be part of a community.
I think the biggest thing is the community aspect. You go to a basic gym and you're on a machine, a treadmill, whatever, and you've got your headphones in the whole time, and it just doesn't translate real well in order to meeting people, and it's not a whole lot of fun, and it's easy to get out of that routine. When you come in the gym here, everybody knows your name, everybody's happy to see you, they cheer you on, they support you, and I think that's really beneficial for long-term fitness and long-term sticking with the program.
Many people might consider any workout originally designed for the military to be both extreme and possibly dangerous, but Kelly says that's not the case because participants are always monitored.
And there's nothing dangerous about this. It's very controlled. It's very ability level kind of centered. You're never going to be put into more than you can handle. So in that way, I think that it's very safe. Now, is it extreme compared to some of the other things out there, going to the gym and doing machines? Maybe a little bit compared to that. But like I said, I think it's a very safe thing, and I think it's very attainable for most people.
CrossFit isn't the only Kalamazoo gym pushing the exercise envelope.
Our HIIT training, high-intensity interval training, would be considered extreme to some people. Of course, the beauty of that is that that's exactly what some people want.
At SWAT Fitness, co-owner Jill Thompson is also a certified personal trainer.
We have a couple pieces of equipment out on the workout floor that would be considered extreme to some people that really take your heart rate up to a place that's extraordinary that you almost can't get doing other things. A weighted sled push will do that, doing what we call the gauntlet, which is sort of like a Stairmaster extreme, will also take your heart rate up really fast.
Like Kelly, Thompson believes her gym helps create a community as well as improving fitness. She says community has a lot to do with feeling well.
There are people saying hello and noticing when you're not there. There are people who are asking about your life outside of the gym. And those relationships that we watch build that seems to really, really increase their own accountability without it sort of being an unwritten thing. Our vision or our statement here is SWAT Fitness allows people to be, period.
This kind of exercise might seem like a great new way to stay fit, but Timothy Michael, a professor of exercise science and physiology at Western Michigan University, says if you're thinking about trying it, use caution.
There's certainly going to be parts of the population that would be a risky behavior for. So if you have underlying heart disease, for example, that may be a risky behavior for you.
Michael says extreme exercise may be fine for people who maintain an active lifestyle.
Things like CrossFit or P90X, those types of programs are okay for young, relatively healthy individuals who have a certain level of fitness before they started those types of programs. It would not be a program that you would take somebody who's been sedentary or a couch potato, if you will, for a while.
So, if you're healthy and active, smashing tires with sledgehammers and pushing your heart rate to its limit might be your path to wellness. For WMUK, I'm Brittany Holsey.